Welcome to Walking in the Word, the weekly teaching series by pastor, teacher, evangelist Eric W. Stansberry, located in Las Vegas, Nevada. This podcast is brought to you every week with the hope of blessing you to find to strengthen your walk with Christ. And now, your teacher, Pastor Stansberry.
Good morning, everybody. So glad that you're joining us today here, August the 29th, 2021, for Restoration Bible Fellowship. As always, I'm your host, Dr. Eric Stansberry. We'll call me the senior pastor of this fellowship, and so glad that you're with us today. And I just hope that you've had a great week and are looking forward to a great week next week. Before we get started, I do want to publicly recognize my wife's birthday is today. She told me today she turns 35, and so I'm excited that she's, you know, just feeling vibrant at 35, and I just pray that all of you, if you're Facebook friends with her, please take a moment, wish her a happy birthday. I also want to congratulate those who joined our ministry ranks at DCFII yesterday in Riverside, California. Bishop presided over that, and I was able to watch and join them via Facebook, and it was an exciting time for all that were there. So please, there's a lot going on. Make sure that you stay involved. Go to dcfii.org for more information about Deliverance Churches Fellowship International. I serve as their general secretary right now and director of Christian education. So, you know, feel free to reach out if you want any information on joining our fellowship. As always, we want to go to the Lord in prayer. God is starting seeds of remnant revival in Sloan Lake, North Carolina. In Cleveland, Tennessee, with Family Worship Center. And I believe that he's going to start one where you are today. So we want to pray for all of those churches that are involved in remnant revival. You say, why do you call it remnant revival, Pastor? Well, we'll talk about that as we go through these succeeding broadcasts. But I want to go to the Lord in prayer. Remember Billy and Bobby Parker. Continue to remember Lee and Kim Ball. Remember my other sister, Crystal Felty. She needs a special anointed touch from the Lord today. We want to remember one of my wife's students. She's a homebound student. She's going through cancer. They changed her treatment, her chemotherapy treatment. Now she's in the ICU. I also want to remember a son of one of my dear friends from back in high school, Aileen. I know it's Aileen Daly, but that's not her name now. She's married. But her son, Caleb Kiefer, I think it's the son, maybe the grandson, is in the MICU. In Cleveland with pneumonia as a complication of COVID-19. So remember all those in your prayers. And I'm sure if you have any prayer requests, why don't you get them on your heart and mind right now? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we come before the throne of grace in the name of Jesus Christ. And we lay aside every weight and sin and every burden and just open our heart, the gates of our heart to you this morning and say thank you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for giving us your son. Thank you for allowing us the privilege and the honor to worship you today. And Father, I pray today as we go about the Father's business that you'll let a healing touch go out and minister to all those who are sick in body, to Brother Parker and Bobby, Lee and Kim, to this child, Lord, that's in the hospital, for Caleb Kiefer, Lord, for all of them. Lord, for those who are just need an overall touch in their body, let the Holy Spirit right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to minister and strengthen and heal. And Father, for what we know you're going to do, not only through the broadcast today, but in everyone's life, and those who maybe watch and listen at a later time, that you're going to bless them and guide them and strengthen them. And for all that we know you are doing, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. I was thinking this morning, as you know, I like old songs because they speak not only to where we were, but where we are today. And this is an old, old song. It's called Jesus, Hold My Hand. This pilgrim land, there is a friend who holds me, leads me safely through the sea. He said, it is a Christ of Calvary. This would be my prayer, dear Lord.
help me do the best I can. For I need a lot of life to God, even at night. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Jesus, hold my hand. I need the every hour through this pilgrim land. Protect me by thy power. Oh, look down on me when I need in prayer. I'll not be there. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand.
That is your prayer today. Hang on, just unplugged everything. And I hope that is your prayer today, that Jesus will take hold of your hand and hold it all the way to the end. Today we're going to be looking at a very, very familiar passage of Scripture. So if you have a Bible there with you, and you can, go to Psalm chapter number 23. Now, we know this is one that is quoted at many a saint bedside when they pass, at many a funeral. We learn it. One of the first scriptures after John 3:16 that we learn is the 23rd Psalm. But I want to bring to your attention some things about it that I hope will be a help and a blessing to you, that you will hear the Word of God and know that He has your hand and He's walking with you. So we're in Psalm chapter 23. And I'm excited to be in there. So let's go ahead and just read the whole thing, and then we'll just jump right in with both feet. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still the quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So, David writes this particular psalm. And it's written from the perspective of someone who himself is a shepherd. It's written by someone who understands that sheep don't always make the best decisions and are dependent in a special relationship with the shepherd. He starts off by saying that the Lord, Adonai, in the covenant name of God, is my shepherd. You see, the problem with many people today is they don't want to admit that they need to depend on someone else. They would rather it be that I am a self-made man, I've done this myself, I've got my own career, rather than saying I utterly and totally depend upon the shepherd. I depend on Him to help me and to help me do and be who I've been called to be. All of my needs are supplied by the Lord, my shepherd. I decide to not desire more than what the Lord, my shepherd, gives. You see, David was a man after God's heart, and we sometimes quote that, but we don't think about the reason that David could say that. He lived in surrender and submission to God. The words like surrender and submission are now almost dirty words in a lot of people's vocabulary because we don't want to submit to anyone. But yet, daily I see evidence of the church submitting to the world and not submitting to God. Daily I see people who live and they teach a gospel that says it's all about the stuff, not about the King. The Lord is my shepherd. Today, the very first thing that you need to do is look at your own life and say, is He my shepherd or am I a wild sheep? How does God sustain? He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. The first thing that God has done in our lives has removed the reason to fear. I can lie down in this green pasture because He is sustaining me. He is giving me rest. We live in a world today that is completely and totally dominated by fear. Fear of disease. Fear of, if you can fill in the blank, fear of dying, fear of death, fear of terrorism. Fear, 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 fear. Fear. But for a child of God, we do not live in fear. We instead can lie down in green pastures. He removed the friction between the sheep because the sheep can all get along if they're laying together in green pastures. Can I just tell you that the division in the church today is evidence that we're not under the shepherd? If we were under the shepherds, you would not see the multitude of denominationalism. You would not see race-specific churches. You would not see the church participating in politics in the divisive way that it has, because our King, our shepherd, has removed the reason for friction. Because it's all about Him. He leads. He directs. He guides. He removes the irritation of the flies and the parasites. How does He do that? We'll talk about that. But He makes sure we are lying down in a green, lush pasture to eat. And He has removed the anxiousness. Jesus said, be anxious for nothing. For Paul said. But yet, we live not only in fearful times, but anxious times. When 5 and 6 year olds are being diagnosed with an anxiety complex for fear of losing family at 5 and 6 years old, because we now propagate from pulpits, from our televisions, from our online sources, from even Facebook itself, we have propagated an idea of uncertain times. Friends, times are not uncertain. It's all already been written down and told. You as a believer can look at Bible prophecy and say, I see it happening. Still waters are when the water is flowing in a way, or not flowing in a way that is dangerous to sheep, but where the sheep can drink safely. He's not putting us into a place where there's tumult. He brings us to a place of drinking fully the river of life that He wants to not only flow into us, but flow out of us. How does the shepherd lead? Where and why? He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for His namesake. God wants to restore you this morning back to a place of newness. Jesus Christ completed the work on the cross so that you and I can be a new creature, with old things passed away and all things being made new. How does that happen? By putting your faith and trust exclusively in the shed and completed work at Calvary. And He wants to not only restore you, but guide you, lead you in the path you need to walk. You see, our flesh will always want to be flesh. But Jesus came that you could have life and more abundant life and walk in the Spirit. Look at the next part. Even though I walk through a valley of the shadow of death, not the valley of death, but the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Why? You're with me. Your rod, which can be used as correction, and your staff, that's the hook to pull the sheep back when they need to be put somewhere, they give me comfort. That rod and staff can also beat back the enemy. That rod and staff can help you and I navigate. And so even though we're walking through the land of the dying to move to the land of the living, we don't fear death. You say, well, Brother Eric, are you wanting to die today? I did not say that. I say, but death holds no fear. Paul says, grave, where's your victory? Death, where's your sting? My last breath here, my first step there. My last moments in this body lead to the new moments in that body. God will bless us. Bless you this morning in the very presence of danger. See, Brother Eric, there's so many things that are uncertain. So much sickness, yes. But there's also so much grace. There's also so much God, but God. He says, you give me a table in the presence of my enemies. Can I just tell you something this morning, and I hope that You'll hear my heart. God sets out a table. And not only is that table, does he want you to, he sits at that table with you and talks to you. How are you doing? Eat. Eat the very best. Drink. Rest. Relax. You're with the shepherd. The enemy is all around us. Satan and the fallen realm, the Nakash, the Nephilim, all of that little group of people that run around trying to destroy and bring you doubt and fear. Jesus says, in the midst of all of that, we can have a meal together. You know, in the midst of troubles and trials and situations that we go through, there's an old song in the Hymns of the Spirit I grew up singing. It says, Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed, and he invites his chosen people to come and dine. He is inviting you this morning to sit down at this table and dine with him. A man or woman after God's heart simply covets that time of being in the presence of Almighty God. You've anointed my head with oil. He puts his anointing so that over our eyes, so that in our ears, so that bugs and parasites cannot get in the sheep's ears or their eyes. In the same way, his holy anointing wants to cover you so that the things of this world, the sounds of this world, the parasites and the flies and the demonic forces can't change your vision or impair your hearing. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. He wants you and I to walk in his anointing in such a way that we can see our shepherd. We can hear his voice. Jesus said that my sheep hear my voice. They won't respond to another. The blessings of God overflow in our lives, but it's not always about whether you have a bike or a BMW. The blessings of God are maybe in your health, your family, your friends, your fellowship, or if nothing else, your walk with him. Eldridge Fox, the late Eldridge Fox of the Kingsman Quartet, sang a song that says, I may not have much here, but look what's waiting for me. All of this comes back to surrender and submission. Notice what David does. He begins to close out the psalm. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me. Now, the NASB puts it as loving kindness, which is probably a better... It's one of those Hebrew words that has a deeper meaning than what we can get in English. It is covenant, love, relationship. So surely that God's goodness and his mercy, his loving kindness, his covenant commitment to his people will follow all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We are called to live in the presence of God. He wants us there. So David says, look, I know what's going to happen. In my life, there's going to be situations. It's just life. But God's goodness and mercy will always be at my back. Now, I want you to put this in spiritual warfare perspective. If God is in my front, and goodness and mercy are at my back, why should I worry? Why should I fear? The psalm is about a covenant relationship with a shepherd who has our best interest at heart. Our part is to submit and trust, follow, keep close, and we find comfort in all things. And we'll walk in the truth of Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Now we know. How do we know? Because of the covenant relationship. that all things work together. Even this COVID crazy is working something out in the church. It's kind of separating, pardon it, sheep and goats. Work together for good to those who, one, love God. Two, are called according to His purpose. You have submitted and surrendered. So let me ask you today, as we come to the close of our time together, have you surrendered and have you submitted? And I'm not just talking to those who have never known Jesus Christ in covenant relationship. I'm talking to you, church member. I'm talking to you, Christian. Have you just made a commitment or have you surrendered? Have you just signed a card, go to church, you're an undercover Christian? Or have you truly just said, the old hymn, I surrender all. I surrender all. We raise our hands in surrender, that shows there's nothing in our hands. Today, He's calling the church, the remnant church, to submit and surrender to the kingdom of God. For time grows short, the remnant church must get ready. And I hope that you're part of that remnant church. Pray with me, please. Father God, we thank you for your love and mercy, for your grace, your power, your anointing. And Father, I pray that today these words will strike home and strike at the heart of someone. And today they will submit and surrender to you as the shepherd. And I pray, God, that you'll touch all those who hear or see this broadcast. Let it bless their lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, if this podcast is a blessing to you, please feel free to email me at pastorstansbury@gmail.com. Subscribe to my YouTube channel of the same name. And on Podomatic and Apple iTunes, you can also subscribe to the audio podcast. Hoping to start some new projects here very, very soon that I believe will be a blessing to you and to your family. So until next time, this is Dr. Eric Stansbury from Phoenix, Arizona, wishing you and your family a great blessing and a great day. Have a great week, and don't forget, go with God. He'll always go with you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast of Walking in the Word with Pastor, Teacher, Evangelist Eric W. Stansbury. Feel free to email Pastor Stansbury at pastorstansbury@gmail.com. We thank you for listening. We'll see you next week on Walking in the Word.